This ended up being somewhat of a consumer week in the Missouri Senate. We passed and advanced several measures that gives the consumers, you know, a lot of protection and a lot of choice. One of the bills that we passed was Senate Bill 780. This is a bill that I sponsored. We perfected it in third read, which means it's on its way over to the House right now. This bill would provide a lot more of a stable funding source for the Office of Public Counsel. During the debate of this bill, we added amendment, you know, to make sure that the Office of Public Counsel maintains complete independence over its budgets and a lot of other measures. For those that don't know what the Office of Public Counsel is, they're kind of your lawyer. In other words, they're the ones that fights for the consumers. So if you have a regulated utility, electric utility, or you have a regulated telecommunications company that files for, let's say, a rate increase, as one example, to the Public Service Commission, it's the Office of Public Counsel that reviews, as well as the Public Service Commission, of course, but the Office of Public Counsel reviews what they're trying to do and then takes the consumer's side. So they become your attorney whenever rate increases becomes before the Public Service Commission. We feel like this is a pretty good bill. It just makes sure that the Office of Public Counsel maintains funding. In the last few years, when the budget has been very tight, Public Counsel has been one of those that has had their budget cut pretty drastically, and they've lost several employees because of those budget cuts. Well, if they're your lawyer, you know, we need to make sure that they have the ability to argue your case, the consumer's case, very well. This would allow them to put about seven more people on staff to be able to do that. And you ask, why is this important now? Well, we've passed several different bills in the last couple of years that does some deregulations to telecommunications companies and also some of the public utilities. I think those were good bills. As a matter of fact, I sponsored some of those bills. But yet in turn, we want to make sure that by giving some flexibility to the utilities and telephone companies that are planning on giving or offering more competition, we want to make sure that somebody is overlooking what they're doing. And that's what this does. It makes sure that the public counsel is there, again, to be your lawyer. Another bill that we worked with is Senate Bill 1066. This is also a bill that I sponsored. We perfected it, third read, and it's on its way to the House. This would give the Public Service Commission the ability to issue a waiver to price cap telecommunication companies. Now, a price cap company is generally the ones, an example would be Sprint, AT&T, CenturyTel, and some of those companies, not some of the smaller ones. But the way it's set up is that the consumer price index for telecommunications services is something that the federal government figures. Well, in years when that drops, which has been dropping some in the last several years because of the competition, that those price cap companies then in those non-competitive areas have to lower or send a check or issue a credit to the consumer. Now, in the last few years when this has occurred, it hasn't been a large amount. It's about 90 cents a year, which that equates on your monthly bill of getting a credit of about 8 cents. So what these price cap companies want to do is to ask the Public Service Commission to give them a waiver so that they could take that money and pool it together and to be able to offer such as expanded calling scopes, or they could use it to upgrade some very sophisticated equipment to help out. Now, this is good for the rural areas and the small towns because those are the areas where there is no competition. I think it's a good bill. I sponsored the bill. I think that it would allow for a lot of our services in some of the rural communities and small towns to have better switching equipment and to give the capability for some other things that they might be able to use. It was a bill there was almost no opposition, so we'll yet to see how this works out, but I feel like it's a good bill. We also this week passed a number of improvements to the state's Do Not Call list. That bill was Senate Bill 613. It allows Missouri consumers to add cell phone numbers to the Do Not Call list, and which that's one thing that I think is important. I know over the last year or two, I've been getting a lot more calls from telemarketers on my cell phone. Well, not only is it a big aggravation, but it also uses up my cell phone minutes, and a lot of other people are having this difficulty. So if this bill makes it through the House and the governor signs it, we'll be able to add our cell phone numbers to the state Do Not Call list. There's also a provision in there that will stop annoying junk faxes. I know this is important to some of the small businesses. Some of the smaller businesses have been saying they get anywhere from 5 to 10 junk faxes a day. It's like telemarketing over a fax machine. So they'll be able to put their fax number on the list. Another portion of Senate Bill 613 that I think is good, and it tackles a new crime that's been occurring, and that is private companies. It's mostly some of the websites that you can go on to, that if you want to get someone else's cell phone information, they would just call up, pretend they were you, and then they would have your cell phone records faxed to them or something of this nature. Well, that, as far as I'm concerned, that's a serious crime. And so we've put some provisions in there that, number one, makes it illegal. Number two, it puts some requirements on some of the telecommunication companies that certain criteria must be met, before a person can actually get even their own cell phone records. And could cause a few aggravations if you'd like to have your records very quickly. But yet again, it keeps other people from getting a lot of your cell phone records and find out where you've been calling. We've begun reaching some negotiation points on the dam safety bill. We've talked about this previously. The Department of Natural Resources is wanting to start checking on about or inspecting about 3,000 dams in this state. They've only been inspecting about 600 in the past. My concern has been that some of these dams that they want to go and start inspecting are agricultural dams. I have a real concern about that. But we think we've reached a compromise, and what I'm offering to do is that if the Department of Natural Resources will do an engineering study on some of those very large dams that are classified as agriculture, and that engineering study proves that it could cause a loss of life if the dam would break, they do the study, then they submit that to the local soil and water office. They would then, based upon the information that they have, either agree or disagree. Then if that was the case, then that dam could be inspected by DNR. So this is just a way to make sure that we don't have DNR out there running around all over everybody's farm and trying to inspect, a dam that's not going to cause a hazard to anyone if it should break. We are getting along very well now in the Appropriations Committee in the Senate. The budget, as you well know, has already moved through the House. It's over in the Senate. At this point, they're marking up the budget. I would expect by the end of this week, as they go through, that almost every one of the bills they will have marked up and closed out. Now, whether that means we'll start debating the budget on the Senate floor next week, I'm not sure, but we're getting very close to having the budget bills on the Senate floor. That is the one thing that we must do constitutionally. We must have this done before the end of session. I believe it's 1 week before the end of the session, and have it on the governor's desk. So we're progressing along very well. We perfected actually a great number of bills this week and actually third read them. I think we're up to doing about 15 bills this past week, so we're making some pretty good progress.